Welcome to Questions, Answers from God's Words. I would like you to write the text that will be used, friends. As you listen to the few selected biblical texts, think deeply upon God's Word. I do hope you will be motivated to search the scriptures for more spiritual food to receive answers to your many questions. 2 Peter 1, 3 reads, God's Word has provided all things that we need for life and godliness. Therefore, we must search the scriptures. Proverbs 35 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Will you trust him? Amen, amen. The question is, what does God require of us? Micah 6:8 says, he had showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. James 4, verses 7 to 10 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. That is your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. The double-minded are those whose loyalty is divided between God and the world. It continues by saying, be afflicted and mourn. It wants us to repent and look to Jesus' grace and mercy and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. The second verse which speaks about humbling ourselves. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are called, and profess a good profession before many witnesses. Solomon said it correctly in Ecclesiastes 12:13, when he said, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Let us pray. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. I thank you, God, for hearing and answering this prayer. In the name of Jesus, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. May God bless all of us as we submit daily to him.